Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. If you want to send us an email, go to comments@AFR.net. Comments@AFR.net. Tim Wildman with David Tagliano and Steve Durlaw. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Steve, we're going to play this clip of that Fred set up before the break. You want to set it up again?
I do. This is Canadian pastor Artur Pawlowski. And they apparently still have some COVID restrictions in Calgary, Canada. This is where he is, in Calgary. And the police came and entered his church. Well, he wasn't having any of it. Listen to cut one.
Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. 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 Out of this property. Immediately out. You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people.
Wow.
Now, so that is a pastor in Canada,
yep,
who is a Polish man who's, I guess, obviously immigrated, mm-hmm, to Canada. Looked to me like about six or seven of police.
Calgary's the police, finest, yes.
Calgary came in to ostensibly
ticket,
enforce.
With a health worker.
The health worker, and we're going to shut you down because of your COVID violations, right?
Well, I think she was coming in wanting to see who was in there. And,
okay,
and then the police were, and
that's when the pastor played his welcome wagon.
Yes. And so
there,
he said, get out unless you have a warrant.
Right.
You're not welcome here.
Right.
What was this on Palm Sunday or Good Friday, or when was this? Do you know?
I don't have the exact date.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, the courageous man, and listen, to me, this is not the same issue as what should churches do in terms of when they meet or social distancing or do you wear masks or not wear masks. This is authorities trying to enter the church in order to basically spy on the people and see what they're doing. I think this pastor did the right thing. He says, no, get out. And he would not let them in and would not let this health worker, every time she tried to speak, he said, I don't want to hear what you have to say. Get out, don't come back unless you have a warrant.
So I wonder how many American pastors, even if they were disposed to objecting to COVID regulations, we know that there are some pastors that are full on in favor of it and won't raise a hand anyway, but those that really do disagree with the states mandating how they worship, how many of them would know that they have the right to speak to invading police officers with that tone of voice? I'd be afraid to, that they're going to arrest me, but they can't without a warrant.
Well, they have less religious liberty in Canada than we do here in the United States. According to Fred, they don't even have a First Amendment type thing.
Right. I think that's correct. So, I think they do have
a charter of
freedoms,
rights, I think it's called,
but it's not as strong as our First Amendment.
Yeah.
So, listen, that was very forceful, and someone apparently let the pastor know they were trying to come in and wanted to look around, and he drew the line, and he said, get out. And I've read a bunch of comments under one of the stories when I first saw this video over the weekend and sent it around, and a lot of people commented that the Polish people, those who not just are descendants of Polish, like I'm descended from an Italian, but third or fourth generation, but the people who lived under communism in Poland and have come to the West, U.S. or Canada, they recognize the beginnings of totalitarianism when they see it.
Well, I was going to say, anybody that can speak with authority on what Nazism and Gestapo is, it would be someone from a country that was held in the sway of the actual Nazi occupation in World War II.
Right.
Even if you weren't alive then, he's
followed
got
up by communism.
That's right. That's right. And just to show you where this could lead, I want to play you another piece of audio. This is from London. Here, the police did actually make it to the pulpit. They let them in. They walked all the way up to the pulpit. And this is what the police told. This is a Catholic mass in the middle of London. I think this was also this last weekend. Cut two.
So please explain us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this gathering is unfortunately unlawful under the coronavirus regulations we have currently. You are not allowed to meet inside with this many people under law. At this moment in time, you need to go home. Failure to comply with this direction to leave and go to your home address ultimately could lead you to be fined £200, or if you fail to give your details, to you being arrested. I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, though it is quite a, it is Good Friday, and I appreciate you would like to worship, that this gathering is unlawful. So please may you leave.
There you go. I mean,
where was that?
In London, England.
Okay, so here's the first thing I would ask, okay, in terms of what this officer was saying. Do they do this at on Fridays, since Good Friday, okay, at the local mosques? If they do that at the mosques, okay, then I'm willing, as a pastor, okay, I'm willing to consider these kinds of instructions. I probably wouldn't at this stage of the pandemic. But if they're not going to go to the mosques, you're not going to come in the church.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. It's a good question.
Because,
I think the British just leave the Muslims alone.
That's what I suspect.
They're called no-go zones.
Yep.
Basically, they just let them run themselves.
And then I would say, you're going to have to get out, or you're going to have to arrest me.
Get out.
Because if you're not going to do it at the mosque, and I would have that on tape, if you're not doing it at the mosque, right, you're not doing it in the church.
Yeah. I remember an article a few years back that British newspaper, I think it was. Anyway, the president of then the British Broadcasting Company said he was asked, "Do you treat Christians? You scrutinize Christians, but you don't scrutinize Muslims on various issues." And he said, "Yeah, the Christians have broad shoulders. They can take it. They can take it, but Muslims can't. So we don't criticize it." That was a standard.
Yeah,
and he admitted it out loud.
Said it out loud.
Yeah. All right, Steve, next story.
Well, let's talk to the other side of the aisle as far as pastors go, and I didn't know there were two aisles, but apparently there are. I want you to hear a tweet. This is Senator Raphael Warnock. Now, as you may remember, Senator Warnock is, or at least was when he was, before he became a senator, the pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. This is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s church back in the day. He is the spiritual inheritor of that congregation. This is what he tweeted out with regard to Easter. And Pastor Ed, I want you to tell me if this is if you agree with this. He tweets out, "The meaning of Easter is more transcendent than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Whether you are a Christian or not, through a commitment to helping others, we are able to save ourselves."
End of quote.
End of quote.
Okay, so that was a tweet from Senator Warnock. Okay, he's
Pastor Warnock. On Easter Sunday.
That's heresy. He's a false teacher. And no Christian should go to a church where that man's preaching. If you are ignoring the commandments of Jesus when he says, "See to it that no one misleads you." That man has denied Christ by that statement. And Christians, beware.
Did he take that down?
I think he did.
I think he deleted it.
He deleted it.
And I think the reason he deleted it is because he knew a lot of black Christians, church-going Christians in Georgia are going to recognize that as heresy and false teaching and may not vote for Raphael Warnock.
So he took it down.
The theologian Joy Reid on MSNBC commented on this, tweeting out about some theologically sound person who took Warnock to task. She said, "This lady is literally calling the pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s church, a heretic. This is actually happening today. Madam, I'm going to take Reverend Warnock's take as a pastor and a scholar on the word over yours, if you don't mind. Yes,
this,
I do mind.
This is Joy Reid from MSNBC.
Joy Reid from MSNBC.
Listen, I have some of her finest commentaries.
Yes.
Joy Reid is my go-to whenever I need commentaries on, like, the Gospels.
Sure.
Or, you know, the prophets. I go right to Joy Reid.
Her take on first opinions is
sarcasm,
above none.
Sarcasm there, folks. No,
well,
she's a know-nothing.
Some people, maybe a lot of people, who think they understand Christianity, but they don't. They have a superficial, ignorant understanding of Christianity. They might subscribe to what Warnock said there, the senator who's a reverend. Because the Bible does say that we're to help other people.
Sure.
And care about people, right?
Absolutely.
That is a truth.
Yes.
That Jesus spoke to. But what he said was, save ourselves.
Yeah. You can save yourself.
And the resurrection doesn't really matter.
And on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, he doesn't talk anything in there about the real meaning of Easter.
Right.
Which you would think a pastor would, first and foremost. But Biden didn't either, the vice president. I don't think that these left-wing people who call themselves religious, they don't believe in the exclusivity of Jesus Christ.
I think that's true.
So that's why they say such generalities, or that's why they say save yourself, or they'll say they want to take maybe the most holy day, you could say Easter, in Christendom, and try to make it universal. You know what I'm saying? When if you were to have a holy day in Islam, they don't say, you know, the universal
Ramadan.
Ramadan. It's for everybody. We save ourselves from blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
They don't take a Jewish holiday and say, you know, it's for everybody. It's only Christianity that they want to say.
Because what Warnock did is he drained the true meaning of the resurrection. He drained that historical event of its true meaning, and then used the resurrection to promote his universalism, which is horrifying. If this man calls himself a Christian minister, that is a horrifying denial of Christ for the purposes of promoting the Antichrist spirit. That's what's so dangerous about what that man did. He's promoting the ideas of the spirit of Antichrist while draining the true meaning of the resurrection of all of its importance. That I wouldn't want to be in. Listen, I got plenty to answer for on the day of judgment, but I wouldn't want to be in that guy's shoes unless he repents.
Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Hey, if you want to follow us on Facebook or YouTube, just type in Today's Issues, and you can follow us on YouTube or Facebook. Next story, Steve.
The last thing I'll just say this quickly on the Easter tweets. She is not a pastor, but Congresswoman Lauren Boebert from Colorado, I think she has the tweet of Easter to me. I love this. Two words tweeted out on Easter: Jesus uncanceled.
You showed me that this morning. That's perfect. Now, who was that put that?
Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. She's the congresswoman who wants to carry the firearms on her hip without being. Yes.
So, Jesus uncanceled.
Jesus,
the devil thought he'd canceled Jesus.
That's right.
And Jesus said, not so fast.
That's right. Hey, let's talk about media. I want to. Lester Holt was given a little bit of a commentary the other day on NBC, and I want you to hear what he says about the media's duty to the truth. This is maybe a little bit about why we're in the confused state we are with media. Listen to Cut 10.
I think it's become clearer that fairness is overrated. Well, before you run off and tweet that headline, let me explain a bit. The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in. That the sun sets in the west is a fact. Any contrary view does not deserve our time or attention. Now, I know recent events assure that you won't have to look far to find more current and relevant examples. I think you get my point. Decisions to not give unsupported arguments equal time are not a dereliction of journalistic responsibility or some kind of agenda. In fact, it's just the opposite. Providing an open platform for misinformation, for anyone to come say whatever they want, especially when issues of public health and safety are at stake, can be quite dangerous. Our duty is to be fair to the truth.
Wow, that is as perfect an example of a straw man argument as you're going to find anywhere.
Yep.
So what I mean by straw man, what Lester Holt just did, he's a big deal at NBC.
He's the anchor, isn't he?
Yeah.
What he did is he said, listen, we all know that the sun sets in the west and you don't need to have a contrary opinion on a news program.
Flat earthers not welcome.
Yes. So obviously we're all in agreement because that is a fact.
Right.
Okay. But the stuff then he is shifting to
yeah.
is not in that category.
No, the stuff, what kind of information has been, they've labeled disinformation lately, and this is what exactly he's pointing to as indisputably wrong as the sun setting in the east.
Yes.
Is
right,
that
and I would argue with Lester Holt that the sun doesn't set at all.
Well, that's yeah. true.
Huh?
Yeah.
If true. You want to, huh?
You want to go science, full
you
science.
You want to go full science on me, on us, that's an incorrect statement.
Someone pointed out that before, was it Copernicus, no one talked about the sun setting anyway. It was the Earth that was the center of the universe. And the media was just as certain about that as they are now, the sun setting in the west. So maybe we shouldn't take everything for fact that
I think a majority, I don't know what the percentage would be, of people in this country have figured out that the major networks and a lot of the major news media – They're Democrats. There's hardly any hiding in anymore, and they're liberals and they're progressives, and they believe it's their duty to defeat conservatives and Neanderthals and white nationalists, and
right.
you know it's their job to see that what they would call Trump voters are reprogrammed,
right.
okay, or deprogrammed, however you want to put it. So that's, you know, Lester Holt, what he's saying is that the left-wing argument, what we would call left-wing, he would call it science
yes.
or whatever.
Facts.
Facts, especially when it comes to public health. You remember him saying that?
Yes.
That is settled science. That is absolute truth. And so we're not going to give a voice to somebody who comes on and says, I don't know whether masks work or not.
Right. Exactly. That's what
That's misinformation.
That is in the same category, according to Lester Holt, as people who say the sun sets in the east.
Yes, yes.
It just absolutely... Listen, if I was a guest on his program, I would just answer him this way. Lester, but Mr. Holt, you are a Democrat. I don't even have to know.
Right.
I just know... You voted Democrat
right.
for the last 20 years,
right.
and you spin for Democrats,
right.
and you believe that Republicans are wrong on everything, and
right.
unless we agree with Democrats
right.
whom you represent, we're considered anti-science.
Yes,
you to say, tell me exactly what I just said was factually incorrect.
Yeah. Well, I remember seeing us back during the Clinton years, 90% of the Washington, D.C. media voted for Clinton.
Yeah.
And they always vote Democrats. And it's just, they used to try to hide their bias. And Lester Holt is saying, I'm not hiding it anymore.
Right.
Who are we kidding? We're the smart ones. We're the ones who have truth on our side. And, you know, we're not going to allow people to come on here and give misinformation.
And I let me just quick thing. I'll bet there are some, I don't know whether Lester Holt would be one of these or not, there probably are a fair number of media personalities who are smart enough to know that I'm going to register independent so that if anyone ever says, no, I'm a registered independent, but you vote Democrat.
That's every day, all day.
That's right.
Every day, all day. The other thing is, you know, the New York media, L.A., Chicago, I mean, the main big, they're all lefties.
Right.
In fact, if they have a conservative, he's the one you know
mm-hmm.
because
yes.
he's the token.
Yeah.
Huh? He's the token. All right, Steve,
Hey,
that too, I think that's CNN. That's what's killing CNN, for example. They used to be give both sides a voice.
Right.
Not anymore. Go ahead.
NBA analyst and former star Hall of Famer Charles Barkley has been speaking. I want you to hear something that he said on this NBA Today program. And they were talking about the Georgia voting law. And this is what he had to say, basically about race relations in the United States. This is cut 12.
Man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Cancel that man. Huh? He's not, huh?
I'm teasing,
obviously, but that was Charles Barkley.
Yep.
There's nothing he said that I would disagree with. I think, let me just put it this way. I think that there are people who profit from keeping people angry at each other.
I'm surprised he said Democrats and he's not going to get blasted.
Well, he's been a Republican in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still is. So I think he has some of those conservative leanings. But he's not a complete right-winger.
But what he was saying was there's a lot of truth in what he just said. I believe a lot of people believe that. In this country, black people and white people don't hate each other. In fact, get along every day, in society, working together, going to school together, work together.
Right.
Church together, whatever like that, living together. But there are forces in this country, most of them on the progressive secular left, who it benefits them to try to create angst and make people feel like they're victims.
Yeah.
And it's the white man keeping the black man down from making headway in society.
Right.
You know, so you play that over. And you go back to history, there is a history there of truth where black folks were segregated and kept down. So they want to harken back to that always, when quite frankly our eyes see that Hispanics, blacks, whites, you look around in America, and I'm gonna tell you, there's opportunity for everybody.
Yeah,
there's a growing middle class and upper middle class of people who are ethnically minorities in this country.
Right, which is why everyone's trying to get here. That's
yeah,
why people are trying to come here.
Hey, bingo! So. We're a systemically racist country, says the secular left, many of the Democrats. So what do? We try to bring hundreds of thousands of poor brown people to our country.
Yeah, where they can be oppressed. What
how does that
is
make
wrong any, with this picture?
How does that make any sense?
Yeah.
How does that make any sense? All right, Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
My thanks to Ed, to Brent, Ralph Reed, and Fred. You don't have to remember all those names. Okay, folks, thanks for joining us, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday. Keep listening to AFR, and we'll be back here tomorrow. See you then.